stories about the bright side of education.
Somos Sunnyside!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Somos Sunnyside. I think this time around, it's February, and in Tucson, that means it's rodeo season. So in the spirit of rodeo, we have a special family here today. That's right. I think this is the first time we have an entire family. The unique part about this family is that the adults work in the district and the kids attend the district as students. And so we got a little bit of combination of education going on here, educators, and also rodeo. So let's start by welcoming our guest. We have Rene Rodriguez Jr., who's also a teacher at Desert View High School, PE teacher, Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes, sir.
So we got the PE teacher. We have his wife, Andrea, as well, who works at Challenger Middle School with the exceptional ed department there, with Mr. Mohammed. A little shout out to Mr. Mohammed. Yes. And their children. We got Augie Rodriguez, who's a student at Challenger, and also is very involved, you know, with the extracurricular activities. He's involved in rodeo, flag football, wrestling, and basketball. So quite the athlete here. I got to figure out who you take after there, Augie. Huh? Is it dad? Is it Nana, Tata?
Probably my dad.
Probably your dad, huh? He's that athletic. And then last but not least, certainly not least, is Camila. Camila is a student out of Elvira, and she's involved in student council. So what grade are you in, Camila?
Third grade.
Okay, so who's your teacher?
Miss LePoe.
Miss LePoe. So you want to give a shout out to Miss LePoe?
Yes. Thank you, Miss LePoe.
Cool. And then, Augie, what grade are you in?
Seventh grade.
You want to do a shout out to any of your teachers or staff there at Challenger?
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to my teachers. Shout out to Miss Ortega, Miss Price, Miss Roethlisberger, Miss Haswood, and Miss Targomea, and my wrestling coach, Mr. Dorte.
Oh man, you just made their day. You guys just made their day. So they're definitely going to be listening to our podcast now, right?
Yep.
So, you know, what's special about this family is again, not only are they educators, but they're definitely involved on the rodeo scene. And you know, it's great to see our kids involved in different things. You know, we call it this piece of school connectedness, but in this case, we don't offer rodeo in our district in terms of an extracurricular activity. So that's done outside of the community, in the community and outside of the school district. So so Mr. Rene Rodriguez, so talk a little bit about how you guys got started with rodeo. Talk a little bit about your family in terms of how you got started, because you also were involved in rodeo at a very young age and are still doing it, right, as a parent now.
Yeah. First, I want to thank you, Mr. Gastelum, and everyone here at Sunnyside for allowing us to speak on this. But yeah, I've been doing it since I was a kid. I pretty much come from my mom's side of the family. Ranching side of the family, and my dad, we started in the junior rodeos, and then it carried over to a high school rodeo, and then I carried over to also college. So very fortunate, it pretty much paid my way through college. Was fortunate to qualify for the college finals, and experience that I'll never forget. And then also there's a rodeo team from the U of A, and they come to our house and practice. Nice. They've been doing that since August, which has been great. And so, but now I'm just super excited for my kids. It's their time to shine, and looking forward to seeing the great things that they're going to continue to accomplish.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So this is definitely a generational thing, and you're passing on, you know, these skill sets, these traditions onto your kids, and you know, I noticed that you didn't mention your dad at all, man. I think he might get a little hurt by that, Mr. Rodriguez. So so shout out to Renee Senior, who definitely you know, I know was super supportive of Renee Junior here during the rodeo times. and you know, the Rodriguez family. And so, you know, I want to talk to Agi and Camila a little bit in you know, what have they learned from being part of rodeo? You know, I mean, is it something, and I'll start with Agi, is it something that you liked from the get-go, or is it something that you had to grow a little bit to like it, and then you liked it? Or how did that work out, Agi, once they introduced you to rodeo and roping and all that good stuff?
To be honest, when I was little, I kind of didn't like it because of how much you had to work for it. You had to go outside every day, water, feed, work with the horses. And, you know, when I was a little kid, I got pretty annoying. But as I got older, I realized that it's just a part of it. And when you just do all these little things, it leads to these big things where you can win these saddles, these buckles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a better feeling than...
You like that feeling of winning, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so you learned that, you know, if you want to be successful at something, you got to put in the work, right?
Yeah.
And so, from a distance, you know, I've seen it. I have some family involved in rodeo a little bit, and I know how hard it is to just have a horse, right? Have animals and raise animals, and, you know, somebody's got to feed them, and you got to train them, and you got to practice. And so, you know... So Camila, how would you answer that question? Did you like enjoy being part of rodeo right away, or is it something that you slowly started liking more and more?
Well, I loved it from the start. It was awesome. I just loved riding horses, and it was really fun.
Good. And so what events are you do you participate in the rodeo?
I participate in team roping, breakaway, goat tying, barrel racing, and pole Benny.
Oh, so you're an all-around cowgirl, right? A vaquera here. And Agi, what about you?
Team roping and calf touch and ribbons.
All right, cool. And I do remember seeing last year on our social media that, you know, Lee, we're in Tucson and we celebrate rodeo and it's Fiesta de los Vaqueros. There's also a junior rodeo that occurs for the young children. They're at the rodeo grounds, and I do remember seeing a picture with buckles and all that. So explain to me what you won there, man, because I know they just don't give these buckles away.
All right, well, which one are we talking about?
Oh, man, there's several buckles, huh? Which one? Which buckle? The one, the Tucson Rodeo Junior.
Tucson Rodeo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big one. You know, the nerves were really kicking in right there. There was, like, so many people watching, and then as I'm getting ready to get into the box, I see my face on the big screen, and I just start smiling. I'm like, oh, shoot, the pressure's on. But it was nothing different than practice. I just went out there, roped the steer, and then my dad came in and roped the cow around two legs. So it all worked out.
It worked out, huh? So you got a little shy when you saw your face on the big screen there?
Yeah.
And it's got to be tough, right, because the Tucson Rodeo, you got family and friends there, right? I'm sure you guys go to a bunch of rodeos where everybody can't make it, but the Tucson Rodeo, you know, you're roping in your backyard, right?
Yeah.
And so I always, you know, when I crack up, because I've been to that rodeo several times, and the pressure is always on the adults, right? When you're in the junior rodeo, it's not so much the kids, because the kids take care of business, but it's the adults. And so I'm glad you're here, that your dad clutched up and caught 2 feet, right?
Yeah.
And you know, solidified the championship for you. So, you know, and Andrea, I'm going to talk to mom here a little bit. You know, what is it like, you know, being mom in a family that obviously there's a lot going on, right, in terms of balancing home life and rodeos and planning and all this stuff. But tell us a little bit about what that's like.
Yes, for sure. There's a lot going on. So I didn't grow up in the rodeo. I didn't have horses. So when I met Renee, he introduced me to the horses. And so the kids, they love it. Mm-hmm. And I'm their biggest supporter. I help them get ready and help brush the horses, water, feed. And then they do their magic. They get on the horse and they get it done.
They're the performers, huh?
Yes.
All right. And so how did you do last year in the rodeo, Camila?
Last year, I did pretty good. I caught a lot of 2 feet.
Yeah? That's good. That's good. So do you guys make money from doing this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you get to keep the money, or does Dad keep it? Mom and Dad keep it. Be honest here.
They're the ones who pay the entry fee. So.
No, but tell them.
Huh? What do we do with the money? Is it they got to buy feed for the animals and
tell them
feed,
what
and feed you guys, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I just got done working at a horse show. And that gave me some pretty good money to use. So.
Oh, yeah?
But we have a savings account for them, so
each
get their money and their winnings, and they put it away, and then they save some of the money to buy horse tack and new brushes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an expensive sport, I bet.
Yes, it is.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, just want to, you know, talk about the Rodriguez family here a little bit. You know, I feel very honored and fortunate to have met the family, you know, many, many years ago. You know, Renee's parents, Renee Sr. and Gracie, they're longtime educators, retired from the Sunnyside Unified School District. That's not Antata to you guys, obviously, right? And, you know, they're strong supporters of our district and our community. You know, Gracie was a teacher at Elvira and, you know, finished out her career there. And Mr. Rodriguez was at Desert View High School as a welding teacher and baseball coach, and went on to Sierra as a counselor in Sunnyside High School as a counselor. And I had the opportunity to work with him when I was teaching at Sunnyside High School. And, you know, when he, I didn't like him very much at first. You know why? Because when I was a junior in high school, our Sunnyside High School baseball team lost the state championship to Desert View. And your tata was the coach, the head coach of Desert View. So I didn't really care for him too much because he had beat us in the state championship. And no, he's a great guy. And, you know, it still hurts to lose that championship, but obviously, working with them, I gained a lifelong friend, right? And yep. And so I do remember, and Renee Jr. here is super humble. I remember him having a lot of success and going to see him at rodeos with Renee Sr. You know, he took me along on a couple of those road trips. I think he invited me because he didn't want to go alone, but I still enjoyed it. And so I remember seeing you rope in college with Cesar De La Cruz, who was a professional roper, right? Mm-hmm. And didn't you guys win the high school rodeo?
No, I had another partner at that time, but in high school, we won the international youth finals.
The youth finals in high
school. But me and Caesar qualified to the college finals our freshman year.
Okay.
And then he went on to do bigger and better things and was qualified for the NFR nine times, I believe. And he's someone from the community and
Desert View, right?
Desert View graduate, and
that's right.
Something to be very proud of.
So shout out to the De La Cruzes and Otto's family as well, right? And so, you know, I mean, I think like anything else, you know, I think the message here to families, the message to students is, you know, when you get involved in something and you're really passionate about it, it definitely opens doors for you for the future, right? I mean, look at all the doors that opened for you, Renee, you know, and you know, put you through school and, you know, you earned your education and you learn the meaning of hard work. You learn that if you want to be successful, you gotta practice hard and you gotta be dedicated to something. So, you know, it's awesome to see that this is continuing in the family and gosh, I can't wait to see, you know, what the future holds for your children here. And so, you know, there's a lot to be proud of and there's a lot to strive for still, right?
Yes.
So Camila, what is your favorite subject in school?
Probably math.
Math. All right. So what do you want to do when you grow up?
Well, what I want is like for a job.
Yeah, for a job.
What I want.
College, job. What are you thinking?
The job I want to do is probably be like a veterinarian for animals.
Oh, there you go. Veterinarian.
And a dentist for them too.
Oh, okay. So you want your animals to have clean teeth and be healthy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. Good to know because the vet fees are real expensive. So once you become a veterinarian, I need your contact information so you can take care of my animals, all right?
All
right. And you, Augie? What are your dreams?
Just to try and make the NFR, do good in college with rodeo, and then my plan B is to be a construction worker.
Oh, there you go. Better yet, run a construction company, right?
Ooh, that sounds good.
Do 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 do
It's open enrollment season, and at Sunnyside, we understand that families have options when it comes to their children's education. With 21 diverse schools nestled in our vibrant community, each Sunnyside school offers a unique educational experience tailored to meet the needs and passions of every student.
From innovative career and technical education programs to enriching arts initiatives, there's something special for everyone.
Visit SUSD12.org to learn more and discover why thousands of families choose Sunnyside.
You will love us.
Don't believe us? Just watch.
So, NFRs, you know, I had the opportunity for the first time in my life, I attended the NFRs this year, and it is quite the show.
It's quite the atmosphere.
It is. It's the atmosphere is electric, right?
Yes.
And so, you know, I want you to remember us little people here. So when you make the NFRs, you know, I expect some tickets, some, you know, front row tickets, and some, you know, a ride on the horse and all that.
Right by the bucket chutes.
There you go. Even better, right by the bucket chutes. So, you know, it's so good to have you guys on, you know, you know, I thank you guys for what you do, you know, especially mom and dad, you know, not only you busy, you know, raising your kids, but also working with our students, you know, here in the district that need a lot of support, right? They need those role models. And I know you guys have definitely done that. So tell us a little bit about, you know, I always thank our guests for choosing Sunnyside, right? Because, you know, with the teacher shortages and just shortages of employees in education, you can go anywhere you want and work. Mm-hmm. And same thing for our kiddos, right? They can go to other schools as if they want to, and they choose Sunnyside. So I thank you guys for choosing Sunnyside. And just want to hear a little bit about, you know, your future plans and what's your experience been like working here in the district?
All right. So this is going to be a long answer. This is going to be a long answer. I mean, I got to send a big shout out to my parents, Gracie and Renee Rodriguez, because it's definitely a team effort. I mean, we wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for them. So, yeah, a big shout out to them. As far as in the community, you know, it's something that growing up, I mean, I've done this all my life, but was never really recognized. And so that's why this is super cool that my kids are being recognized. But a lot of people may not know, but there's a lot of our students, especially in the Summit area, that do this, or they have family that does this, and a lot of them have reached out to me. But it's something that connection with our students, with the horses and the agriculture part of life, mm-hmm. is super big. Super big. But I mean, I got into this field because I remember growing up, wherever we would be, at a restaurant, a store, we would always run into somebody. Even to this day, if we're at a restaurant, my mom will ask, or my dad will ask, what school they went to, what high school they went to. And just seeing the effect, the positive effect that it had on those kids and the relationships that have been built through this, either through students or adults. I know Mr. Gastelum talked about the baseball. I mean, as a kid, I was the bat boy on the team, and I looked up to these guys as, like, they were Willie Mays and the Hank Aarons. So not forgetting that the impact that athletics has on our younger kids and having something to look forward to as they get to middle school, high school, and hopefully beyond, that they can be productive members of our community. So, I mean, so many reasons why we're in this profession, but that's the number one reason is the relationships that have been built.
Yeah, there's definitely a true statement when people say we don't get into this line of education to get rich, right? To make money. But I think a lot of educators, and you hit it on the nose, they do it to make a difference. They do it because they care about young people, and they have an opportunity to change the lives of young people every single day, right? And, you know, I always try to remind individuals that we're going to have an impact, right? We're going to be influential as educators, the question is it going to be a positive or negative influence, right? And so we have opportunities and situations every day where we can make that difference. And again, it's going to be a positive one or a negative one. And I'm glad that a lot of individuals choose the positive route. And you're right. I mean, I can only imagine how many students and families and individuals your parents served, you know, and you know, it's the family tree's huge. You know, I know my kindergarten teacher is Artemisa Lopez, who's Gracie's, your mom's mm-hmm. sister, right? And Ms. Artemisa has a son, you know, Mr. Lopez, who works at Challenger. His wife, Sonny, works in the district. And Wow. We can name, you know, that family tree just goes on and on and on.
Also, right? Mr. Badia.
Mr. Badia, you know.
And he's a most humble person there is. And and he's very big into the roping and the horses and his kids as well. So, Yeah. So a big shout out to Mr. Badia.
Like a 40 people panel here of rodeo, right?
Yep.
So you know, it's something we got to celebrate. And you know, Mr. Badia, definitely that silent leader. You know, leads by action and doesn't say a whole lot, but so passionate how he serves our communities and especially our native community. And so, you know, it's. You know, I thank you guys for what you do. And you know, Andrea, I want to give you the opportunity as well to talk a little bit about, your line of work and how you work with kids and the difference that you're making as well. Because every person in this organization matters. You know, every job is important to us. Otherwise, these jobs wouldn't exist, mm-hmm. right? So what are your thoughts?
So when I got into this job, my whole thing was, my purpose was, I want to make a difference, positive, in our students. And I work with Exceptional Ed, and a lot of our students are nonverbal, and they have other disabilities. And I love it. I mean, even the relationships that I make outside of the Exceptional Ed classroom, it's just amazing just to sit there and talk to the kids and say, how's your day going? You know, mm-hmm. how are you guys doing? And just building that rapport and just being that positive impact in their life. But I love it. I found my purpose mm-hmm. in life because I've been in the district for 4 years. And before that, mm-hmm. I was in a contact center. So mm-hmm. I knew that I loved working with students.
Well, I definitely appreciate what you do. You know, it takes special people, you know, to do what you do and make a difference. You know, we talked about that earlier. Yes. And I'm a true believer in those people that are passionate, you know, will find their purpose, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, I'm glad that you have found it here, yes. you know, working there at Challenger and making a difference with our students and you know, keep up the great work, you know, and you know, like I said earlier, I mean, you know, everything we do and everything we say, it matters, right?
Yes.
I mean, we have that opportunity every day to make a difference. And I think that this district is moving in the right direction because we have great individuals working at our right. sites, and we have great kiddos and students like Augie and Camila here. So, you know, as we wrap up here, you know, I just want to give you guys all an opportunity with some final thoughts here, you know. Any comments you have, any questions you have? We'll start with Augie here.
Oh, yeah. There's one thing that Rodeo has taught me is that if you get knocked down, that you got to get back up because you can't stay on the ground for long or else it's going to affect you bad.
I bet you learned that from your tata, huh? Did your tata teach you that one?
No, he didn't teach me that one. I learned that one because I was calf roping one day and I was going to tie the calf and it ran across me. And I almost did a backflip because the rope came and just clotheslined me. Yep.
Clotheslined you,
and I had to get up right away so I could hurry up and grab that steer.
Yeah, and you don't let anybody know that you're in pain, right? You kind of just walk off.
Nope. you go, oh, yeah, that didn't hurt at all.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You give them the thumbs up. I'm okay, yep. right? There yep. you go. And Camila, any last thoughts?
So, like, rodeo, whenever you're rodeoing, it looks so fun, but it is. But also, sometimes it's really dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, you could be in the hospital. Like, one time me and Augie were.
Yeah. Did you guys have an accident on the horse?
I got a concussion.
You had a concussion, huh?
She got a bone bruise.
Oh, man. So it was, that was a rough one. But you guys are tough kids. You're still doing it, right? It's like little Augie said here, you get back up and you do it because you love it, right? And, right. And you know, with all sports, you know, comes injuries and stuff like that that you have to learn how to, you know, overcome, right? And so you guys definitely got a bright future. It's I wish people, you know, our listeners can see the way they're dressed and their attire. And we're going to post a picture on the website. You can see their big buckles that they're wearing that they've earned, right? And so maybe one of these days I'll get out there and jump on a horse with you guys. You got a horse for me?
Yeah, we have an extra one.
Yeah?
We have a little gray one.
A little gray one? You gonna teach me how to rope?
Yeah, we'll teach you how to rope.
All right.
On a side note, Mr. Castellum is humble himself because he knows how to rope very, very well as well. So
I know nothing about roping.
I've seen him personally rope.
I'm a weekend warrior. One weekend a year, I jump on a horse and it get my fix for the whole year, and that's it. So... But I love it. You know, it's something I grew up around a little bit too. And you know, just the camaraderie of individuals. And, you know, it's a special group of people that get together. And, you know, it's good people. You learn a lot from the adults, you know, in terms of their advice. I'm sure you've had discussions with the older people out there, right? The elders. And you know, that again, this is a generational thing. I think it's part of our tradition here in Tucson, definitely. In the Southwest. And so, you know, any final thoughts from mom and dad here?
Well, Camila's going to be competing in the Tucson Rodeo this year in a few weeks.
Yeah, right. She competes on Thursday, the day of the parade.
Okay.
So if you're able to go out there and cheer and support Camila, come say hi to us. Augie's unfortunately not going to be able to compete this year because he has a rodeo both weekends.
Okay.
We're going to be out of town, so if he makes the finals, he's not going to be able to compete. So it's only Camila competing. And then also, the weekend after the Tucson Rodeo, March 2nd, Saturday, March 2nd, there's a college rodeo there. U of A, University of Arizona, is hosting it. The University of Arizona is in the Grand Canyon region, and there's Central Arizona College, New Mexico State, and a few other colleges competing. I believe it might be only $5 to go watch.
Okay.
It's a great value. You'll be able to get front row seats.
Yeah.
We'll
definitely put that out. Give us the information.
Saturday, March 2nd.
We'll put it out on our website. You know, for those families, again, you know, I know rodeo is a big part of, I think we're the only state in the nation that probably has rodeo days off.
Right.
We got the largest... what is it, non-motorized parade. Yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, we invite you to come out. There is a different route this year, you know, in terms of the rodeo parade. It's going to start on 12th and Drexel and it hit to Nogales Highway, and then it's going to head north all the way to Irvington Road. So the route is different this year, and come out and support our students, you know. And I know we have probably have a few more students competing, you know, in the junior rodeo. And you know, we wish you all the best of luck. We really do, and we're going to keep tabs on all of you guys and make sure that every time you guys are you know, earning that success and winning rodeos, that we also share it on our social media here at the district. So I want to give a big thank you to the Rodriguez family. Thank you for joining us today. I think this is our first family version of our podcast, and hopefully our listeners, you know, see that, you know, we have kids that are just unique in different ways, right?
Right.
And there's different passions and there's different things that they have connections with. And for this family, it's rodeo. For other families, it's wrestling or football. Mm-hmm. or mariachi or folklorico. You know, there's just a different experience. We always talk about the student experience, and you know, that's super important, you know, for us. You know, we want every student that attends this district to have that full experience. And so I want to thank you guys. Thank you for being part of the show. And until next time.
Yay.
Here at Somos Sunnyside.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Somos Sunnyside.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Somos Sunnyside. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and found it entertaining. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and share our podcast with La Comunidad. For updates on future episodes and more,
Be sure to follow us on social media and visit our website at susd12.org. We appreciate your support and can't wait to have you back for the next episode. Hasta la próxima vez en Somos Sunnyside.